Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
So I was thinking, well, last night we were in here, and there's all these rumors about Bryce Harper's about to sign. It's the boy that cried wolf. Every day it's Bryce Harper is about to sign. No. Manny Machado's going to eat fish tacos with the Padres and hang out in San Diego and that whole. Okay. None of that happened. That is what you'd call fake news, is what you would call it. But we did get something which is also not anything that has happened, but it is something that is of a rumor nature. The NBA on hiatus until Thursday because these guys need a lot of rest. They're delicate little flowers, and they don't want to work too hard. We want them healthy when they actually try in the postseason. There's a new name that has entered the merry-go-round of trade conversation. Have you been paying attention? No, it's not about Anthony Davis or Kyrie Irving. Those are played out. I have Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving fatigue, in fact. I'm worn out with those guys. It's a new name. It's a very long name. It's a name I would argue if we did a spelling bee, no one would be able to spell. There's a lot of different letters there, a lot of O's. Can I buy an O? A lot of O's. There's a U, a couple of N's. There's a T. Actually, I think there's two T's. Who is that? Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's right. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Is he going to end up? Where? Wait for it. Now, what team do you think? What team? No. Sorry, Coop. Not the Lakers. Coop got excited.
Relax.
Giannis is leaving Milwaukee. He's going to L.A. No. Giannis Antetokounmpo to the Golden State Warriors. The rumors have started.
This is my nightmare.
That's right. Yeah. Now, we'll get into this. Now, it began behind a paywall on The Athletic. So the safety of a paywall and driving into future possibilities. And the speculation from The Athletic, I guess that's still around. They're trying to make it. They've got a lot of venture capital, The Athletic. And they're looking into this, and the possibility of Antetokounmpo joining the Golden State Warriors. Now, this would not happen in 2019. It would not happen in 2020. It wouldn't happen until 2021. We got 3 years. 3 years here. Before this could happen. But here's the scenario. I'll walk you through this. Now, here's how it would work out. Kevin Durant would take off. He would exit stage right. He would go play for the Clippers or the Knicks. He would leave the Warriors. And then, in order to get room for the Greek Freak, the Warriors would have to then say goodbye to Draymond Green. Get out of here. You're gone as well. So they'd lose Durant. Draymond Green would leave, and then that would give the Warriors enough wiggle room to ink Antetokounmpo to a contract and keep Steph Curry and Klay Thompson together as the backcourt. So that's the question. Now, would the Greek Freak say goodbye to Milwaukee? Well, it doesn't matter whether he's willing to leave Milwaukee or not. All that matters is the rumor is out there. That's all that matters. So let's discuss the question. All right, word association game. You know, a word association game rather than a question. Giannis Antetokounmpo to the Golden State Warriors rumors which have started are blank. Fill in the blank. Now, I'm going to go first. And I have, the word I have is inevitable. All right, the word is inevitable. That's the word. Now, my thoughts on this, you've got on deck, poaching, and the bubonic plague. And we will mix all of this together into a nice witch's brew for you. Now, A, the first reaction I had when I saw this was, I told you! That was my first reaction. Remember a couple weeks ago, we were all in on Anthony Davis rumors. This is on cue. This is on cue. It fits with the narrative that the NBA has become Vince McMahon's baby. And it's professional wrestling. It's all scripted reality. It's on cue. Being a distant relative of the great Nostradamus, this was easy to predict. Right? Because really, Giannis Antetokounmpo, if you go down the big board and you say, all right, Harden signed a super-duper max, and Russell Westbrook got a super-duper-duper max to stay in Oklahoma City, so those guys aren't going anywhere. Paul George inked his contract. People already are tired of hearing about Kawhi Leonard and all these other guys that are pending in 2019. Durant, we got to get somebody new, right? So Giannis is on deck. He checks all of the boxes. He's young. He's a star. He's in a small market. And those are the ingredients. If you're trying to make the casserole, those are all of the ingredients you have to have. And I said, well, is he really happy in Milwaukee? Now, everything I've seen, and we're on the radio in Milwaukee right now, everything I've heard from people around Milwaukee is he loves it there. That he's been on the record. It's like he didn't really want to play in a place like New York or L.A. And San Francisco, while it's not New York and L.A., it is massive. It is humongous, San Francisco. So I put it in the same category. It's a major market in America. Now, part B of this. The NBA offseason does not end. We were just talking about this in the hallway. As ships passing in the night, Mike Harmon, who was in here, and he was hanging out because he didn't want to hang out with me, so he was hanging out with the Steve Harvey people because they're better people. And I was passing by over there. And we were in agreement here. We were shaking our heads going over the NBA. It's like the All-Star break. And people don't talk about the games per se. It's not about that. Very few people pay attention. It is the postseason. But even the postseason has been taken down a couple of rungs because you have what? You have the Golden State Warriors, this tyrannical juggernaut of the NBA. It's postseason a little bit, but it's really the transaction season that matters. The illegal poaching of star players on small market teams. And we told the NBA. Now this is not a rumor that came from LeBron James or any of his disciples that are around the NBA that are working for LeBron, but the league doesn't care about this. Like Adam Silver, when you want to feed him a steak, he doesn't really care. Otherwise, the NBA would do something about this because you know what this means. This particular rumor, and again, if you just turn on the radio, there's a rumor behind a paywall that Giannis Antetokounmpo could be the next big-name player to change teams, and that 3 years from now, he might be a Golden State Warrior. 3 years from now, I might be a multimillionaire. Could happen. That could happen. Right? Why not? But the illegal poaching is part of it, and the NBA has done nothing to stop it. And I promise you, this is just the tip of the spear for this particular story. And the final point on this. Now, it starts harmlessly enough with a speculative story behind a paywall about Antetokounmpo going to Golden State, leaving Milwaukee. And then what happens? Dopes like me pick it up. It'll be talked about throughout the day on Tuesday, unless some major bombshell story happens involving Bryce Harper or some big story in the NFL. But outside of that, then this is going to be the conversation. People are going to kick this around and talk about it. It starts with Golden State, and then, like the bubonic plague, it will spread. And I promise you that Koopa Loops Lakers, that someone around LeBron James will go on the record and say, well, yeah, LeBron would really like to bring Giannis to L.A. Of course, by then, LeBron will be 80 years old by the time Giannis can leave Milwaukee. Or how about the New York Knicks if they can't get Kevin Durant They'd like to get Giannis Antetokounmpo, or, hey, didn't the Dallas Mavericks draft Antetokounmpo's brother? Ding, 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 ding. How about the Dallas Mavericks? Come on, Mark Cuban. He'll give him episodes on Shark Tank.
How about new?
I know. But mark my words, all of this is in play. The floodgates have opened, and we are on our way. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas Solid Gold Garcia, who's right over there.
And hello to you, Ben Maller.
Happy President's Day, Eddie. Oh, it's not President's Day anymore?
Well, sort of.
On the West Coast for another hour, it's still President's Day there.
But I'm back at work, so that means it's the holidays over as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's what I said, though, Eddie. That's my theory on these Monday holidays, that for those of us that work the overnight, you end up having to work on the holiday anyway.
Sort of,
so I feel like it defeats the purpose of taking the holiday because you end up having to work anyway.
You know what also defeats the purpose of a holiday? Is driving to Fontana to pick up furniture for your living room.
Well, that's those that don't know, that's in, like, if it was on the East Coast, it would be five states over from where you live.
Yes, it's Arizona. So,
did you go and hang out with our friend that does college radio out near Fontana? Did you go out? Because that's not that far away.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
You did not?
No.
Oh, come on, Eddie.
We had to go rent a truck. And
you rented a truck?
Yeah,
really?
Rented a truck.
They don't deliver?
No, we. My wife bought it from Craigslist.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Ooh, were there any bodies buried in it or anything like that?
No. Very nice home, very nice folks. So our first experience with that was positive. So that unfortunately probably means there'll be a second experience. And, I don't know.
Yeah.
I bought my first car off of Craigslist.
Is that so?
What kind of car was it, Coop? What was your first car?
Hyundai Tiburon.
Was it a cash?
Tiburon
was
in cash, Spanish means shark.
Was it a cash transaction, Coop? You paid cash for the...
I don't know. I can't remember. I mean, this was a long time ago. It might have been like a cashier's check. I don't know.
The idea of like how much, I don't know, even in like furniture, like I hear so many stories about Craigslist. You buy stuff on Craigslist, you show up with $5,000 to buy the furniture set and you get a knife in your neck. You know, I see somebody says like, really?
No. There are certainly horror stories.
Yeah.
I have no doubt about that. But our experience was positive.
All right. Well, that's good.
I've got mixed emotions on that. I'm glad.
Well, now your wife's going to be on there all the time.
Exactly.
It is cheaper than Amazon and eBay.
Well, she saved like $900 off of, you know, if she would have bought the same piece of furniture in the store. Yeah. And it was like new. It appears to be a great deal. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, we should be very concerned. And I've been doing the overnights long enough to know, Eddie, that this is going to be a wackadoodle type of night on the show.
Oh, really? Because why is this night different than other nights?
I believe this is the super moon that we've got. I believe the super snow moon.
Super snow moon?
I think that's it. Yeah, but if you look at your full moon calendar,
let me pull that out right now.
I always look at my full moon calendar.
Didn't even know there was a thing.
This is bigly, Eddie. This is big, and I believe it's
strap
going
yourselves
on
in
tonight.
It's going to be a wild one. Yeah.
Well, January 21st was the wolf moon. Tonight is the snow moon. So we should all be scared here. And I know
I'm not afraid.
I worked earlier. Did a little double dipping, a little moonlighting gig in Boston, and we had some real nut jobs calling up there. So I'm thinking that will spill over here. And we also had Marcel. I can talk about Marcel in Brooklyn because he's sleeping right now. And I asked Marcel if he had any hobbies. This blew me away. What do you think Marcel's hobby is? I asked him, one of our newest callers, one of our newest star callers, what his hobby was. What do you think he said?
I'm going to go with stamp collecting.
Not a bad guess. Stamp collecting,
that's a really
right?
Good guess.
Not stamp collecting.
Our own Andy Furman really loves stamps.
That is a complete load of crap.
No, it's absolutely
Does he
true.
Still send you...
You would not believe. You know, we have little lockers here. They gave us lockers in the update studio. Oh, sorry,
so cute.
Whatever it's
That's
called.
That's so cute that you have lockers.
Yeah. My locker is full of letters from Andy, unopened letters.
Yeah. And you're just going to leave them in there?
I don't know what I'm going to do with them.
Yeah. You should donate them or something. What if there's actually money? What if he sent you money and you don't know and you just left them closed? You didn't open them?
That would be ironic, I guess, that he would send me something valuable. It would be a first time for that, too.
Yeah. Well, no, to pay off Marcel, though, Marcel said that his hobby was taking showers. And oh. I said, well, that's not really a hobby. That's just good personal hygiene. That's not really a hobby, yeah, is taking
I've
showers.
I've never heard of somebody having that as a hobby.
Yeah, but I was blown away by that. He likes to take showers.
I'm sure there's a weed man joke coming from that from there somewhere.
Don't encourage that. Now, he's pressuring me, and you're the problem here, Eddie.
What now?
He's now demanding Benny and the weed man that we do that, because I said...
That's not my problem. I recommended a newbie week.
Yeah.
And somehow that turned into you betting weed man and about getting female callers.
I made a perfect bet,
that
Eddie.
That had nothing to do with me.
I made a great wager, and that the moronic men that listened to our show did not live up to their end of the bargain. The bit was going to be a bunch of guys pretending to be women.
And it started out that was the first caller. That's what it was. But then after that,
and then, unbelievable, all these women that never call the show.
Hey, where are the white women at?
They all of a sudden start calling the show one after another. It's ladies' night, and they all want to talk to Weed Man. And so now I got to give him a little bit of time. And I don't want to do that, Eddie. But I got to do it. I'm a man of my word. When I say I'm going to do something, one thing about me, when I say I'm going to do it, and it's the perfect night to do it tonight, I do it. Right? Super snow moon.
He's a liar.
Not a liar. I want you to know, though, might sound a little different. Now, our friend Roberto is away at a little family emergency there. So in his place, a man now working. We've decided to cut costs here at Fox Sports Radio. We have one engineer in a cost-cutting effort,
That's
Eddie.
That's a tough break.
And Alex is in here, and he's you might have heard him on the Jason Smith Show or in every other show because he's been here. Literally all day, and he's going to be here all night,
too. He's
taking
one for the team, big time.
Tremendous. Tremendous job by
Teicher.
He's a vegan, Eddie. Do you know that?
No, I did not know that.
He's a vegan.
Ben, why are you putting me on blast like that?
So be careful.
Don't start trashing him this early in the show.
I'm not trashing him at all. I'm just pointing out he's a vegan. Yeah, so
might as well get him, you know, why wait? I mean, you know, don't ease him into it.
No, I have no problem with
it. Jump into the deep end.
It's not for me. You know, I have my own... I have my own neurosis, man. I haven't eaten since Monday or whatever. So I
this
make
is
it,
not. I'm concerned about you doing.
No,
this.
I'm fine. No, it's I'm not, good. It's not a healthy. Good way to lose weight. It's intermittent fasting.
Yeah, not is a it, good way to maintain
not,
your health, though.
Teicher, you're the health guy.
Yeah,
right?
That's actually great. I intermittent fast every day. I do it from 10 p.m. all the way till 4 p.m.
Yeah, but Ben does
Ben's
it for
going,
a week.
Yeah, Ben's going
no,
for
I
like
don't do it for
wait
days.
A week.
Well, last week I did 2 days. I did no. So it was. I'll look at my. Hold on a second. Let me go. I'm going to the phone here.
There's at least water in between this, right?
Yeah, I drink water. I just don't eat. That's it. I drink water and I go to the gym and stuff. So I'm perfectly fine. I'm on the Maller health plan. Look at me.
How do you have energy to go to the gym if you're not consuming anything?
I have natural energy. I don't know how that is. I have no idea. Yeah, I made it 67 hours and 41 minutes last week between eating food. Yeah, but usually it's about 23 hours a day, 22 to 23 hours a day, usually. So that's
fine, I'd say fasting's great for you, yeah, but for a long time, hopefully you have a good meal when you break the fast. Like fruit, veggies or something?
Well, no, I don't do that.
Yeah, it's a whole pot roast.
The only way, I'm like a kid, when it comes to veggies, the only way I eat my veggies is what I do is I get the blender out. And I fill the blender with veggies, but then I mix in like strawberries or something like that. So I don't have to taste it. But I'm getting the vegetables like a child, but I don't actually have to taste them. It's a great scam. It's a wonderful scam. You just eat the raw vegetables, Teicher. I know what you're up to.
Every night.
You fill the fridge. Everyone else in radio is eating disgusting, you know, heavily produced or what's the word I'm thinking
processed.
Of? Processed. That's right. Yeah. Processed food. You've got natural. You go down that expensive market down the street, Whole Foods. You get all that stuff.
It's terrible. I don't even want to steal his stuff in the fridge.
Well, that is the main reason why.
Bran muffins?
I know. Who eats a bran muffin? What the hell's wrong with you, Teicher?
Well, I mean, if you wanted a little secret, I actually have my own garden, too, now, so I grow a lot of my stuff.
Oh, look at you.
Does he have sandals on right now, too?
No, I have shoes on, Eddie.
Okay.
Coop's got his own garden, too, but it's a different kind of garden. All right. Anyway, all right. Well,
be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So last hour, we tossed out some nice, juicy NBA gossip of Giannis Antetokounmpo. And his name has now entered the fray as a possible future Golden State Warrior and all that. But as far as the NBA, in general, this being the All-Star break, the never-ending All-Star break, what better time than this to talk about the health of the NBA, meaning the television ratings, which apparently are not good. Now, I don't work in television. I did briefly. didn't go so well. I don't work in TV. I assume you don't work in TV. But generally, this is regarded as a wellness check on how you're doing. Most of the money these sports leagues generate comes from television revenue. We all know that. Right? These are just actors in a television show. And if the ratings go down, you have to do something to improve the ratings. So how is professional basketball doing in 2019? If you have to ask, you do not want to know. You do not want to. It is a deep dive. It is a belly whopper of a situation for the NBA. How bad is it? Well, fewer and fewer people are watching. Now, the NBA regional television ratings, that's on your local cable network that carries your local NBA team, they are down 10% on average. So they've lost 10% of their audience from a year ago. What about the national broadcast? Well, NBA TV, which is essentially a sister network of TNT, right? TNT produces those games. NBA television down 17%. TNT is down 18%. Now, many are blaming LeBron James being in the Western. Yeah, you, LeBron. You being in the Western Conference as the default excuse. And I've said that as well. LeBron being in the West, is a lot of people don't stay up. And you might like basketball if you live in the East Coast, but you're not going to stay up till 10:30 or 10:45 when the game really begins. And to see any meaningful basketball, a game that starts at 10:45, you've got to commit yourself till 1 in the morning. Right? By the time if it's close, by the time it gets good, most people aren't going to do that. And you're certainly not going to go back and watch a regular season NBA game on a DVR. And if you do, you've got some kind of condition. You might want to see a doctor. So that doesn't explain the lower regional numbers. Even if you say that LeBron is responsible for the numbers being down on TNT, I guess the numbers are flat, they said, they being those that compile the numbers on ESPN. But the TNT numbers are down 18%, so let's get into it. The question, why are you watching less of the NBA? Now, I have some thoughts here. I've got the boogeyman, the AAU, and the cord. And we will tie all of this together, and it really references back to what we talked about last hour, if you were with us. The NBA is not selling competition. It's not about competition. You can say it hasn't been this way in a long time, but you have the members of the NBA and really one team that is in the catbird seat that's going to win the NBA championship. They're the favorites. They're going to win it. And you have, let's say, 97% of the other teams in the NBA that are a couple of tiers down. It's all about the drama-rama is what it is. Instead of being hyped about the regular season, like, for example, Thursday night, the NBA will be back, I'm told, and the Celtics are playing the Milwaukee Bucks. That is a pretty important game in the Eastern Conference. Boston's playing a little bit better there. They had that rough patch against the Lakers and the Clippers, and they've come back, and the Celtics have played better. And now they play Milwaukee, a team they're trying to catch in the Eastern Conference. And yet, you look at that particular game, that matchup, and it's not about the Celtics and Bucks. The focus is about, well, is Kyrie happy in Boston? Are they really going to trade Jason Tatum away to get Anthony Davis? And now this latest salvo tossed out behind a paywall about Giannis Antetokounmpo and his future destination possibly with the Golden State Warriors. The other thing here, when I watch the NBA, listen, the NBA players often coast along during the regular season. They don't take it seriously. The games are played not at 50%, but 60 to 75% energy. Teams and stars are conserving their energy for what? For the postseason, I guess? So the way I look at it, if the star players aren't engaged, why should you be engaged? You only get so much time, right? You know, life is, who knows when it's going to end, right? You only get so much time. Why were you going to waste some of that time? Why would you waste some of that time watching athletes that are not all that interested in games that seemingly have very little significance until the postseason comes around? It's hard to work up a lot of enthusiasm enthusiasm because everyone keeps selling during the regular season the fatigue boogeyman. Watch out for the fatigue boogeyman. LeBron James just a couple weeks ago, load management. Load management. That's LeBron. Now, part B of this, TNT has been trying to shove these players-only broadcasts, and they are they're almost bad enough where I would rather watch a WNBA game. They're almost that bad. They're almost that bad. These are horrific. Somebody must like them. I don't know who they are, but it's terrible. And if you watch enough of these players-only broadcasts, and I just turn the sound down, you never want to watch the NBA again. It's a total poop fest is what it is. Now, you mix in the TV games which TNT and NBA TV do with no real rivalries. Even when you have teams that are rivals, they're playing grab ass with each other. You get the daily double, right? Like the Celtics and Lakers back in the old days. Oh, man, these were blood rivals. Not so much. They all are friends with each other and all that stuff. That's what you got. The rivalries, the players, there's no bad blood, really. Right? The closest thing we've had to bad blood in the NBA this year is warrior-on-warrior crime. Draymond Green and Kevin Durant getting upset with each other. But most of these guys grew up playing in the same circles in AAU basketball. They're around the same age. They hang out in the off season in L.A., Miami, New York, wherever they're hanging out during the summertime. They're all together. So you've got this entire group of young stars in the NBA that, let's face it, these guys have not moved the needle. That's part of the problem. The NBA's tried, and they always say, well, where amazing happens, the NBA. Fantastic. Some of the slogans of the NBA over the years. For all the statistical domination that James Harden, for example, has, he's boring. His game is boring. Getting to the foul line is not exciting. Russell Westbrook does not move a lot of eyeballs to the boob tube. And then you look at guys like Kawhi Leonard and Giannis Antetokounmpo, great talents, but not creating much buzz. All right, last word on this, as long as the core of the Golden State Warriors is together, which might only be a couple of months, there's no need to watch the NBA regular season. It is a foregone conclusion that the Splash Brothers and friends are going to win the NBA championship. You can kid yourself and talk yourself in circles and say, no, it's not going to happen. Yeah, it's going to happen. Right? You have maybe four teams total that have a shot. So that's five. We'll say there's five teams maybe, but really only one, and there's four other teams that are kind of lurking around. But it would take a bunch of Golden State Warrior players to run into each other like circus clowns and get injured for them not to win. So now there's a counter argument to this, that this is an overreaction, that the ratings are down, but the ratings are down in all sports. And you shouldn't make too much of it because people are simply wising up. They're still watching, but they're simply streaming the NBA. They're going to the dark web to get streams, and that does not count for television ratings. Doesn't matter that cord cutters are to blame. But the problem with that is the NBA television model is set up based on what? They're set up on how many people are actually watching cable television, whether it's TNT, NBA TV, or local broadcast. So it does present a toxic cocktail for the NBA if this continues. They're going to have to change the business model because it's down 10%. Say, well, it's half the season. It's more than half the season. It becomes problematic. But, hey, I don't work for the NBA. It's not my problem. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas Solid Gold Garcia. Now, you weren't here yesterday. Honoring President's Day.
That's right.
One of the great holidays of the year. Who's your favorite president, Ed?
All of them. They're all of them.
Because they give you a holiday.
That's right.
Every one of them, yes. So it was our show last night. We tried to give advice to NASCAR to increase their ratings after the Daytona 500.
Oh, how'd that go?
The ratings are up. The ratings are up, Eddie.
I'll be darned.
Yes, the Daytona 500 got a ratings bump. Very exciting.
They didn't get a bump from me. I know that.
Up 8% over last year, according to Nielsen. Fox made the announcement, Eddie. And we had that massive pileup at the end of the... You didn't watch
it.
We did? We had an 18-car pileup.
That is...
Hey, speaking of pileups, did you see the video from outside Kansas City?
Yes.
Unbelievable. There was a... It was a snowstorm. This was last week, and... One after another, it was demolition derby, and people died in that. It's horrible. And
that is bad.
I watched the video and I was amazed. And then I got a text from a friend of mine, a fan of the show, Eddie, who was on the road at the time that accident happened. Eddie, how about that?
Was he or she involved, or just happened to be nearby?
Let me get the hold on a second. I'm gonna give you the message here. I'm going to the phone, Eddie, because I want to give you the absolute message I got.
We want to know.
He says this person texts me. Says what happened was it snowed about a foot earlier, then warmed up, then melted, then the temperature dropped and refroze the water into a sheet of ice.
Oh boy!
And then it snowed really hard again, like a thick fog, and that's when all the accidents started happening. 47 car pileup in Missouri. And this guy that listens to our show, Eddie, and has called into our show was on the road when this happened. And you don't like this guy.
I don't like
him. You don't like this guy. You ripped him. Yeah. Could have died out there, Eddie.
Real talk?
No, not real talk. You hate him.
I got five more words for you. Go to hell, King Eddie. Boom, 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 boom. Back up. Get jack up.
That's right.
Yeah, hard to believe. Hard to believe I wouldn't like that.
You guys sang together.
Who was it? Who was the guy you're talking about?
Eddie?
Yeah.
The most famous fan in America, Marlins man.
Oh, God.
Our friend Marlins man, he sent me a text. He says, I was there. People were driving like 35, 40 miles an hour. He said it took him almost 2 hours instead of one, but he did. He was able to make it, and he was on the road when this happened.
Now, was the video that you watched, Ben, the one where the woman wanted to get out of the truck?
I didn't have this. It was the NFL guy. I think it was an NFL guy tweeted it out.
Oh, you didn't have the sound on?
I didn't have the sound on. Yeah. But it was wild, man. That was crazy. Never had to drive in that kind of a snowstorm. The worst weather I ever drove in was outside Buffalo, and it was raining so hard that I had to stop the car. I could not see in front or behind me, and all the cars, I could see just a little bit of the taillights, and they were stopped, so I stopped in the middle of the road until like this cloud burst over, and I just waited a few minutes, and then it passed. Unfortunately, I didn't get rear-ended, but yeah, that was the worst weather. But that video is wild, man. I just wouldn't go to work. I'd just stay home. That's it. I'm not going to work.
Wow, for you not to come to work, you're not doing something.
I want to imagine the nightmare with insurance, though, and all that stuff. What a pain in the ass that must be,
right?
This is
my nightmare.
People are plowing into the back of trucks. It's just...
Yeah, and you get the big rigs involved, and that's when things...
Oh, yeah, and there was one of those big... How fast that big rig was going, like 40 miles an hour, coming down and... Man. All right, anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. If you would like to be part, the phones are full. The phones are full, and it's also a special night on the show. We love these big super moons. It's the super snow moon. And the moon, if you look up in the sky there and it's clear enough outside where you are, 362 miles closer to us than last month's super blood moon. Yeah. Let's go down to Weed Man Hippie, who's in Miami. So, Weed Man, what are we doing here? Are we doing Ask the Weed Man? Is that what we're doing here, Weed Man Hippie? What is
this? Yes. I want to take questions. I am channeling the highest wisdom. I'm trying to help everyone be happy. Yeah. I'm serious.
How's that going for you?
I'm the only one. Well, it's going okay, Ben. I mean, I spread light everywhere I go. I tell everybody I love them.
All right, shut up. All right, let's take a call. Let's go to Lloyd in West Virginia, the Where's My Baseball guy. Lloyd, you're on with Weed Man Hippie. It's Benny and the Weed Man. Lloyd, hello.
What's happening?
Hi, Lloyd.
Hey, Lloyd, I love you. How's your life? God.
You're yelling.
Good week, man. You?
I'm good. I'm happy to talk to you.
We've been taking this very seriously.
Tell me what the biggest question you have about life is.
My biggest question about life is, did you enjoy also, like I did, watching Coop in the Home Alone movies?
Oh, I love Coop! Coop is so the greatest actor! Coop is a star! Wait a second. Jim Carrey? Coop had more lines in Liar Liar than Jim Carrey did. Never forget, Coop is a star.
I wasn't in Home Alone, though.
Just go.
And the other movie, the Rodney Dangerfield movie. I loved you in that also, Coop. I'm a big fan.
Never worked with Rodney Dangerfield.
I was in an elevator with Dangerfield one time. Does that count?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, in Burbank. Yeah.
Ben.
What?
I have to get to 210 million people minimum. God says in conversations with God.
All right. Anything else, Lloyd? Can we help you, Lloyd?
Well, I went to Denver and I didn't find my baseball.
You did not find your baseball. All right. I'm glad. You know what? Eddie told me off the air that it's in. If you go to the Tampa Bay Lightning game tonight, Nikita Kucherov, it's in his glove, his left glove, the Tampa Bay Lightning player Nikita Kucherov. You can find the baseball. For some reason, I don't know why he has your baseball, Lloyd, but it's right there, okay?
That's probably a fight coming.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are. All right, I got to go. Thank you.
Thank you.
There he goes. Where he goes, no one knows.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And the Koopaloo.
All right, Ben.
Yes, Coop.
Over the weekend, Kawhi Leonard was asked what he thinks of the city of Toronto. Now, he said a few complimentary things, but then he mentioned the cold multiple times. Now, some people are reading into this as a sign that he wants to leave. They're reading into it a bit too much, right, Ben?
Well, it's indisputable. It's cold in Toronto. Of course it's cold in Toronto. He wants to end up in Los Angeles. That's what he wants. He's not hiding it from anybody. Toronto's just a stopover. And secondly, people's opinions change. Now, the Raptors are counting on him falling in love, Kawhi Leonard, with Toronto the way that Paul George did with Oklahoma City. But yeah, it's not shocking that it's cold. It's 80 miles away from Niagara Falls. They build igloos there. All right, next.
Now, when asked about missing out on the MVP award, JD Martinez said that he would have to walk on water to win the award because analytics aren't kind to designated hitters. Ben, do you think a DH will ever win MVP?
No, I don't. I think JD Martinez is 100% correct on this. There's no room for discussion. He's not a full player. He's a part-time player, and that's what he's looked at. Look how long it took Edgar Martinez to get in the Hall of Fame. JD Martinez has no chance of winning the MVP award unless everyone else gets sick in baseball. Next!
Now, you've consistently said that you don't think Kyler Murray will be successful or get drafted in the first round.
That's right.
Who's the best quarterback in the draft then, Ben?
I wouldn't draft any of these guys, but if you had to pick one, you'd take Dwayne Haskins of Ohio State. He's got a bazooka, but all these guys are raw. I wouldn't draft any of them, but I would put Dwayne Haskins at number one. Certainly not Kyler Murray. How'd we do, Coop?
Benny failed.
I won the game. That's a win for me. He said win off the air.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Now, Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. It's Maller's Mountain of Money, the John Travolta edition. We have our contestants lined up. Let's play the game right now. We say hello to Mr. Wonderful in Ohio. He's going to play. Hello, Mr. Wonderful.
Hey, Ben. What's happening?
All right, welcome. Tell the guy in Punxsutawney and the guy over in Beaver Dam what you do for a living.
I work in telecommunications, I guess you could say.
Sketchy. All right, hold on. And we have Michael in Nashville. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Big Ben.
Welcome. And what do you do for a living?
I fill vending machines to the hungry people of America.
Look at you. You've got all the M&Ms and the chips and all that good stuff. I like that.
Yes,
Wonderful.
Sir.
Always a few extras at the end of the day, Michael. Always a few extras.
Expired ones. Yeah, expired ones I got to take myself, I'm sure.
I understand. Well, you got to do the right thing. All right, well, hold on a sec. Michael, the vending machine guy, and Mr. Wonderful. Mr. Wonderful, who would you like to partner up with?
I'll take Corporate Eddie.
All right, you're with Corporate Eddie. Hold on a sec.
Go, King Eddie.
And Michael, who would you like to partner up with, Michael?
Let's go with the Coop.
All right, very good. So that's the matchup. Hold on a sec. Mr. Wonderful and Eddie and Michael and Coop. All right, the categories are it's the John Travolta edition, Saturday Night Fever, Pulp Fiction, Get Shorty, and Wild Hogs. And hold on a sec. Mr. Wonderful, you were on the air first. Which one do you want?
I'll take Pulp Fiction.
All right. And Michael, which one do you want, Michael?
I'll do it.
All right. We'll put 45 seconds on the clock. Eddie and Mr. Wonderful, you guys are going first. Pulp Fiction was your category. And you're on your way. Go.
All right. Running back in the NFL, mostly with the Tennessee Titans. Very fast running back.
Chris Johnson.
Okay, Hall of Fame linebacker, best known for playing with the Chargers, committed suicide. New Orleans defensive end, he was killed after being...
Will Smith.
Rams defensive back, also with the Broncos and Patriots. He pulled the chain off of Crabtree's neck.
Aqib Talib.
Former Titans quarterback, led him to the Super Bowl. He got
Steve
killed.
McNair.
Former safety for the Redskins. He was killed in a home invasion shooting.
Sean Taylor.
Linebacker for the Chiefs. He killed himself at the Chiefs practice facility.
Yeah, no chance. Oh. No chance he gets that.
Yeah,
one.
It's
no,
a tough one. Great job,
tick,
by the way,
tick,
on all
tick,
the other
tick.
Ones.
Javon Belcher.
Yeah.
Good ghoulish memory by you. You're a sick bastard, Mr.
Well
Wonderful.
Well done, Mr. Wonderful. Well done.
Yes. All right. So you got everyone except the 100. So you do the math on that. You can add it all up. And
240.
What is that? 240. All right, so 240 Koopaloop will put you up there. The category is Wild Hogs. These athletes have all been known to ride bikes, along with Michael, the vending machine guy. 45 seconds on the clock. You're on your way. Go.
Current quarterback of the Steelers. Big Daddy Diesel. Played for the Lakers.
Shaq. Steel O'Neal.
Yes. Played football and baseball for the Royals and Raiders. Running back.
Deion Sanders?
No. Blank nose. Okay.
Pass.
Current Super Bowl MVP.
Julian Edelman.
Yes. The Minister of Defense. Played for the Packers and the Eagles.
Mr. Defense?
Minister of Defense.
Young guy, Coop.
Charles Woodson?
No. Former running back for the Redskins and Cowboys.
Oh.
All
right. Coop admitted defeat. You got 70. You didn't know Bo Jackson. How old a guy are you, Michael?
27.
Yeah, you're a young guy. Best Bo Jackson. I'm an old fart. I know who Bo Jackson is. But yeah, Bo Jackson. You didn't know Reggie White also, who was before your time. Great defensive player. So you should have known him. There you go. Bad job by you. All right, you only got 70 points. So you're down by a bunch, but you get to go next. We have Get Shorty and Saturday Night Fever. Michael, which category do you want?
Saturday Night Fever.
All right, Saturday Night Fever. Put 45 seconds on the clock. You've got to get to 170 just to tie on this category. These athletes have been known to bust out dance moves just like the Koopaloop. He loves to dance. All right, 45 seconds on the clock here. Good luck, Michael. You're on your way. Go.
Steelers wide receiver demanding a trade.
Antonio Brown.
Yes. Point guard for the Wizards.
John Wall.
Yes. Sack artist for the Broncos.
Von Miller.
Yes. He changed his name to his jersey number. Wide receiver for the Bengals.
Chad Ochocinco.
Or also known as?
Chad Johnson.
Yes. Wide receiver for the Giants. He used to do like the salsa dance in the end zone.
Victor Cruz.
Yes. Oh. A slugger for the Astros. He hit 5 home runs in the World Series.
Bregman? Lance Bregman?
No, he's an outfielder.
Correa.
No.
Alex Correa.
Former white guy player for the Lakers. He did it.
Only 160.
Did you say former white guy?
He's still a white guy because he didn't become a black guy.
Former white guy player for the Lakers.
Oh, okay. All right. No, you didn't. You got 160. You did not get George Springer. Yeah, you did not
Springer.
Yeah, George Springer was who we were looking for. But he plays for the Astros. Nobody knows who those guys are anyway.
That's why he's worth 80 points.
Faceless team. And
that's all good.
Mark Mattson, so did not.
Mr. Wonderful wins with one category?
I want to run it up. Let's run it up.
Nah, we're out of time. Sorry, we're bored with you. Our
current quarterback for the Seahawks. We're out of time. Current quarterback for the Seahawks.
Apparently he's off the air.
Hang up on him?
Yeah, he pot him down.
Done, you know.
All right. Well, Mr. Wonderful, you were wonderful. You won a golden ticket.
Not that good.
What do you mean? He won with only one category.
He didn't know Javon Belcher. It's bad, you know. It's the gold standard there for debauchery. Didn't he commit that act at the Chiefs practice facility?
Yeah, in front of Romeo Crennel. That's exactly
was
right.
Watching
he said, hey, don't do it.
It's a horrific.
He did it.
Horrific thing that
after killing his girlfriend.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's that was quite the.
It's too soon, bro.
Quite the tale there. Very ghoulish category. Who came up with that category? Was that you, Coop?
Yes.
You know a lot about death and murder and all that, man.